The tomb is empty. So now what? Last week was last week. And this week we've probably returned to normal. Some people are catching up on their naps still. But the tomb is still empty. We are an Easter people. But what does that mean? This morning's scripture comes from Paul, and it was written while he was in prison for preaching the gospel. He is a living, breathing example of what it means and how to be an Easter people. And so he gives us instructions in this passage on what that might look like for us. This is a long passage, though, 20 verses. I don't normally pick them this long, and so I knew that I would put you to sleep this morning with this. So to keep you awake, I've got a game. There's a little section in your bulletin that says sermon notes, and as Cheryl reads to us, I invite you, dig out that extra pen in your purse, ladies, share with the people around you. And those of you on Facebook, you're not out of this either. Wherever you are, go find that scrap paper, and go find the pen or the pencil that's sitting somewhere. I invite you to all write down all of the commands that you hear Paul give on how we should live. There's 20 verses, so there's a lot. However many you can catch, however many you can write down, get them all down. And then whoever has the most written down, you get a prize. So this is worthwhile, people. Facebook, you just get the blessing of being a part of it. But someone in here will get a prize. So Cheryl, will you come forward and share with us?
Today's scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But fornication and impurity of any kind or greed must not even be mentioned among you, as is proper among saints. Entirely out of place is obscene, silly, and vulgar talk, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Be sure of this, that no fornicator or impure person or one who is greedy, that is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be associated with them. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. Trying to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful to even mention what such people do secretly, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, sleeper, awake. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs amongst yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. You did a great job. She did it all slow so you guys could really catch it. So be imitators of God. Live love. Do not fornicate. Do not have false idols. Live lives that are pleasing to the God. Expose darkness. Live wisely. Don't fill yourself with things of this world, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Give thanks to God at all times. That's just a few of them. There's actually 25 things listed in those 20 verses that I caught. Do you have 25? Does anybody have more than 25? You just win the whole day. So she gets the prize, Jasmine, if you'll bring it to her. I didn't even have to do that. Did anybody get five? All 25. 25. Congratulations, you get an Easter egg because you are an Easter people. Okay, I'm glad you guys are still with me after that. It is a mouthful of a verse, but it has so much good stuff in it. Last week, I tried to say it at each service. We are an Easter people. You've maybe heard that term before. I know I had, but what does it mean for us? So I asked some of my fellow classmates at school, because we only have each other for another week, so I figured I should use all their knowledge while I could. I asked them specifically, what does it mean to be an Easter people who live the rest of the year in light of the cross and the tomb? And what would you say that that means to your congregation? So listen to each of their answers and see what maybe sticks out to you. My children's pastor friend said, I would say it means don't just remember Jesus' sacrifice on Easter. Remember what he did every day and allow that remembrance to guide your everyday actions of faith. The cross and the tomb, the sacrifice, but also the good news that he's alive so we can live with that hope. My friend that's an Old Testament scholar said, I'd say we'd be a people who live our lives in a way that keeps in mind the reason Jesus came and died. My friend that's going to be a military chaplain. A life filled with hope, no matter how bad things get, Jesus can rise. The promise is fulfilled. What is there to be worried about? What darkness can overcome that? Means there is always a bright side. My friend that's going to be a youth pastor said, to live with the joy that Christ has risen, but also to not take this for granted. I think it would have been easy to get stuck on his body being gone and the disappointment of seeing him nailed to the cross. But as Christians who know the gospel, we knew this had to happen. So living with a heart that is thankful. So what do you hear in these, both the scripture verse and in those responses? What does it mean to be an Easter people? I think it means that we have to live the rest of this year in light of it. The story that we heard last week and all throughout the Lenten season needs to change us. We need to be fully aware of the love that was displayed on the cross and in the tomb, and we need to be the people that live out that love. And some ways that we can do that, as the scripture said, is be an imitator of God. We are beloved children of God who have been shown the love of Christ, and so we too now must show that love. We live as Easter people by not being greedy or making the things of this world our idols instead of the God that has saved us. We don't live lives that are only pleasing to ourselves, but we live lives that are pleasing to the Lord because we have taken the time to seek out the will of God. We live the lives of Easter people by using our time here on this earth wisely, not wasting it away with the days that tell us that we need to be so busy that we have no time for God, but rather using our time wisely so that we may grow closer to God and to the truth of the love that he has for us and everyone around us. We need to have our eyes open to the darkness of this world, but not associate in it. Not to partake in the darkness, but rather be the light of Christ that can shine through it. So to be an Easter people is to live in the hope of the resurrection. Because this world is full of evil. If you watched the news this week, we could probably all list off something different that we heard this week. But as the people of God, you are called to live in the hope of resurrection right here, right now, even as the evil seems to grow. Since this is our last week at school, some of my classes have ended by looking at Revelation and what that will mean for us. You know, we've been walking through the Bible, and so this is a natural way to end your semester, I guess. But what does it mean as us who are getting ready to go lead churches, to be a people that know that the second coming is coming? What does that mean for us to live right now? So each class ended with this. We are to live in solidarity with each other in this present time and live with the hope of the fulfillment that our redeeming God is coming. Because hope is coming, and God will win. But we are to be active agents right now, right here, rather than being a church that just waits for that second coming so that we can just be rescued. So we've talked about a few ways this morning. We've heard a few ways in the scriptures that we can be an Easter people. And so I want to give you all an opportunity to physically respond this morning to whatever it is God has laid on your heart. Maybe there is a tangible way that when you leave the sanctuary this morning, you can leave being an active Easter people. Because as the church, we are not just called to sit in these pews and hear a person talk for 15 minutes and then that's us. We're an Easter people now. But instead, as an Easter people, we are called to leave these pews, to go into the world and to do something, to be changed by what we hear here in this room. So there is a table over here, and the table in the middle. I invite you to come forward, write on a piece of paper how it is that you are going to let the story affect you. How this morning you are going to leave and say, God, this is how I am going to be your Easter people. This is not a promise to me. This is a promise that you're making to God about how you are going to live and leave here. Afterwards, you are welcome to kneel at the altar rails and pray over this promise that God would encourage and empower you to go forward and be able to do it. You don't need to put your name on it because hopefully we will have some opportunity to display these in the coming year so that even in the middle of August, we can remember we are an Easter people. We can hold ourselves accountable with what it is that we're going to write today. So this is different. This is probably a little youth group-like, but I invite you to come be a part of it this morning. The altar is open. The pencils and paper are ready. If you are unable to come to the altar, though, would you just wave myself or Jasmine down, and we will bring you a piece of paper and a pencil and bring it up here for you. What will you let be changed this morning? I invite you to come forward.
Thank you.
Easter people, God has seen your heart. And those of you watching with us on Facebook, I hope you filled out a piece of paper as well. And I invite you to put it on your fridge, put it on your mirror, put it somewhere that you're going to see it every day as a reminder to yourself. God came to this earth, died on a cross, and he defeated death for me. And that is what it means to be an Easter people. Whatever you wrote down and left at the altar, God can help you accomplish it. So you can go forward and be the hope, the light, and the change that this world so desperately needs. Because God is our hope. God has defeated death. And when I say Christ is risen, you say Christ is risen indeed. So Christ is risen. Would you pray with me? God, whatever it is that this beautiful church has left at the altar for you, whatever it is we are promising to be for you, would you impress it on our hearts? Lord, as we leave this sanctuary, let it not slip from our minds, but God, enable us, empower us, that as we go forward, we may truly be your Easter people. In your holy name, amen.